Happy Friday, y'all. It's Nathan over here at Movement Mortgage, and I want to talk with you briefly today about setting yourself up for success. I want to talk about it for loan officers in the mortgage business in two specific areas. One, when you're quoting rates, and two, when you're talking about turn times. So first, let's talk about rates. If you've been in the business for any time at all, you know it's never good to blindly throw out a rate. You obviously need to know the particular situation, loan to value, you know, rate lock. Are we doing 15, 30 days, 45 days? What's their credit score? Most importantly, you know that all those go into figuring out what is the ultimate rate for a client. But sometimes you're put on the spot. Sometimes you have a shopper. Sometimes you're out at a cocktail party and they say, hey, what are your rates? Learn from a friend of mine. Learn from what I've done in the past and always quote a range. If you quote one specific rate, let's say you throw out 3% today, but then you find out they have a 590 credit score, they're not going to get 3%. You've set yourself up for failure, not success. The client is going to be unhappy that they didn't get the rate you quoted. If instead you told them, hey, rates range between 3 to 3.5 today, and they end up getting 3.25, they're okay with that. They feel comfortable. You've set them up for success. They didn't get the highest rate. They didn't get the best rate. But they feel good about the situation. So keep that in mind if you're just slinging out rates out of the blue without knowing all the details to the transaction. Second thing, turn times. It is very busy now. We're over here in my office, my team, we are setting another record this month. It's unbelievable the amount of people that are buying now because of how low rates are, not to mention refinancing. You need to be honest and set good expectations on turn times. Now at Movement, we pride ourselves in being fast. More than 80% of our files are processed in 7 days, but that means some are not. Self-employed, et cetera, different things like that. We do a lot of rescue deals where a lender drops the ball, an agent will come to us. We normally can close those in 10 days, 12 days, whatever. I'm telling my team now, let's at least push that out to 17 days. And here's why. If somebody comes to you wanting a 10-day closing now and you miss it, only by 2 days, maybe you do it in 12 days, which is miraculous, you still look like a zero. But if you were upfront with them and said, hey, let's go ahead and move it to 17 days, that's when we're going to close it, and then you're ready on day 12, you look like a hero. I always tell my loan officers this. Walk into Outback Steakhouse at 7 p.m. on a Friday night. Walk up to the little teenage girl that's normally the hostess there and ask, how long is the wait time? She's going to probably tell you 1.5 to 2 hours. You can't get away by saying, well, no, I want a table in 45 minutes. That's not how it works. And she's a young teenage girl there. She's going to tell you, no, to get food, you're going to have to wait more than 45 minutes. You don't get it your way. And the reason why is she knows they can't get it done then. Look at you as a loan officer. You're giving people $100, $200, $400, $600,000, and you don't want to be the professional and tell them up front, no, we can't do it in 10 days now. We'll do it in 17. You need to be able to set proper expectations so you set yourself up for success. That's all I got today. I want everybody to have a fantastic weekend, and I will be back.